Here's your morning brief from Monday, September 12th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Ukraine's military says its forces have retaken over 3,500 square miles in the northeastern Kharkiv region in the past month, dealing a significant setback to Russian forces. In a report released today, the military said it recaptured 30 Russian-occupied cities on Sunday alone. Russia's military said on Saturday that it was regrouping forces to defend the city of Donetsk. COVID illnesses shrank the U.S. labor force by around 500,000 people, according to a new study from a pair of economists. One of the study's authors says that that loss is expected to persist if the virus continues to sicken workers at current rates, until either exposure or severity goes down. The study, which hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, was based on a representative population of more than 300,000 workers, followed over 14 months in the Census Bureau's monthly household survey. Activist investor Dan Loeb signaled on Twitter that he is backing off his push to persuade Disney to spin off ESPN. This comes after Disney CEO Bob Chapek said that he has plans for the sports network to be a significant growth engine and a large part of the company's entertainment offerings. A spokeswoman for Loeb said he declined to comment beyond his tweets, in which he said he wants to see Disney move forward with ESPN's growth and innovation. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei closed higher as markets in Hong Kong and mainland China were shut for a holiday. European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher following Friday's gains on Wall Street. And Oracle is among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.